Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Patrick J. Buchanan, Trump embraces the culture war. Now, I tweeted out about this on Sunday. Mike Pence, the vice president, got up and left the Indianapolis football Colts game because some members of the San Francisco football 49ers took a knee during the singing of the national anthem, and then Pence tweeted out that he was not going to participate in this sacrilege against our flag and our honor and our troops and our soldiers and the honor that's due to them and this and that and the other. And as they pointed out, this is not patriotism. Patriotism is not blind allegiance and clinging and idolatry of a flag or of a stupid freaking song. If that's patriotism, we're all already doomed. Patriotism is love of your land, your homeland. That's what patriotism is. Willing to defend it with weapons if necessary to the death. That's patriotism. Songs and pledges and star-spangled displays of military supremacy, that's not patriotism. If anything, that's idolatry. Oh, we're the biggest, baddest military in the world. Okay. Are you a member? No, but I was, man. I got relatives, man. We're the biggest. We're the baddest. Gee, does that get us a seat at the table in heaven? You better believe it, buddy, because we're all good.
Sure you are.
So Vice President Pence got up and walked out, tweeted about it, made a big show about it. Let me ask you a question. How many of you know about what are called burn pits? Hey, Vice President Pence, you want to get pissed off about something? You want to defend the troops and their honor? How about doing something about future burn pits not being created? Mr. Church, please. What's a burn pit? A burn pit is this thing that exists in military speak, where trash and refuse from a war is collected and it's burned. To get rid of it, get rid of it, get rid of it. They had a burn pit at any installation in Iraq during our illicit, illegal, immoral, unjust invasion, both of them. They had them in Afghanistan, and I'm informed they still have them today. There's a problem with this. Men are getting sick as a result of them. There's a film out about it. It's called Delay, Deny, Hope You Die, How America Poisoned Its Soldiers. Yeah, Rita Dillaway in the chat room that many of you refuse to go to. And boy, howdy, do you miss, like, the version of the Mike Church Show. If you're listening to it and you like it, you get all the stories and listeners posting pictures and little videos and what I'm talking about, doing a little more in-depth research on it. You get all this in the chat room for free. We should start charging for it. It's what we should do. Since the rest of you, most people don't take advantage of any, I know many of you are working and can't. I know that. For those that that do and don't, there's a picture of a Marine. I believe that's a sergeant or a sergeant major. I can't with that rank. Who's at a football game and an NFL game, part of the color guard, and is marching in lockstep with other Marines. And under his left arm, he is carrying an NFL football. What a pathetic, pathetic. Talk about dubious display of fake patriotism. So we've now wed, that's John Whitney says that's a gunny sergeant. We've now wed football to the military. So if you go to a football game, expect military jingoism. Why can't I just go to a football game? Why is football being used to promote the largest standing army in the history of the standing armies? Burn pits. There's a picture in today's pile of prep of a former Marine whose name is Brian Alvarado. To look at the photograph is to look at a human being in a state of deformity unlike any you've seen. Brian's neck is about the size of my wrist. He's got a trachea tube in there through which he's breathing. What happened to Brian? Brian Alvarado was in charge of supervising a burn pit in Iraq. As soon as he came home from Iraq, he was told he was diagnosed with a horrible form of throat cancer. Years of chemotherapy lately, he's 5'8" and weighs 70 pounds. This is a man that was a Marine. Brian says, and he tells filmmaker Greg Lovett, this, his doctor says, this is a direct result of exposure to that burn pit. To Sean Hannity and Mark Levin and Ambassador John Bolton and all the rest of them, you think they care about Brian Alvarado, huh? Are we going to see director Glenn Lovett on the next episode of Hannity? Don't worry. I was told all weekend long at the St. Benedict Center conference, Hannity's on his way. Don't worry. Miniature. Hannity went to Vegas to go solve the crime. Why? I already did. Oh, but we got to defend the troops. Hey, how about the ones that we've already sent over there and come back maimed? Huh? Armless, legless, brainless, and now sick from having tended to burn pits. The name of the film, I've asked Cynthia to get in touch with this guy. Delay, Deny, Hope You Die. How America Poisoned Its Soldiers. By the by, the first part of the title of the film is a black slogan among vets referring to the protracted dance with the VA over health care claims. Delay, deny, hope you die. Lovett did not have to look far to find a full cast of veterans, contractors, doctors, and spouses who could testify about symptoms and their ongoing battle with the federal bureaucracy, which, as of today, has yet to acknowledge a direct connection between severe health injuries and the air around the burn pits. But if the history of Agent Orange is any guide, they may have to eventually. The VA is adding to the list of health conditions, including various cancers, the Vietnam veterans' exposure to Agent Orange more than 40 years ago. There are real limits on what is being done, and most of what is being done is being done outside the VA, charged Anthony Hardy, a veteran and head of Veterans for Common Sense. In an interview with the American Conservative, Harvey has been working as an advocate for Persian Gulf War veterans suffering from Gulf War illness, of which he is one, and burn pit victims. Quote, the VA has done some positive things piecemeal, but overall the effort remains grossly inadequate. And as a result, veterans are denied their claims for burn pit symptoms and are not able to get health care to deal with it. Close quote. Hey, don't worry about it, dude. Call Hannity. He'll have a fundraiser for you. He'll take 90% of the take, but hey. Says Debbie Schlussel in a report that she made. Call Mark Levin. Get out of my phone, you big dope. These soldiers are heroes, you big dope. If he says one more thing about our soldiers and about the flag being said before football games. So NFL players can appear star-spangled awesome and television audience can fake their patriotism and buy cheap, watered-down, mass-produced beer or Viagra pills. You see the sickness that this is. All done to prop up this pathetic excuse of a society that we call a society today. I'm old enough to remember when you look forward to watching football games because you look forward to watching football. Now today, I have to sit there, if I'm going to watch one, during October, be insulted by football players wearing pink all over themselves. Why? Well, they support the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Who's that, Mike? Well, I don't know. Bunch of members of Gal-Qaeda. Well, they made a church please. They support research for breast cancer. Oh, yeah, they're sure they do. They also provide funding to Planned Parenthood directly. How do we know? Because they pulled it a couple years ago, and radical members of Gal-Qaeda got so angry and protested that they ultimately restored and said, hey, NFL, if your stupid fans don't want to murder babies or give mammograms out for free to women that need them. Of course, there are, we already know, there are no mammograms at Planned Parenthood clinics. They're not giving any breast exams. They just simply aren't. Yet we're being told that they do. So, yeah, everybody dressed in pink. You know what's shocking about this? I have to question the intelligence of many members of the NFL that, by all other indications, are smart guys. They're not dummies. I won't mention any names, but I look at some of them and go like, dude, you have four children. You have to have a web browser at home. You have to know that the Susan G. Komen Foundation funds Planned Parenthood with that money you're raising. But you do it anyways. And then there's more on this. I've invited Director Kelly to come on the program to talk about this because he knows far more about it than I. A class action lawsuit and by some 800 sick veterans blaming contractor Kellogg, Brown, and Root, that's KBR, for running the trash pits or the burn pits and delaying the incinerators is slowly making its way through the system. So far, a lower court ruled that the contractor has immunity against such suits in wartime. In other words, we can use and abuse, kill and maim those enlisted in the armed forces as long as it's during war. Well, I have a question, lower court. There was no declared war. During what wartime was there? This was during a military activity. It's not a war. No, it was, but it wasn't ever declared. You know, there ought to be things like, just imagine this, folks. So we have to have a declaration of natural disaster in a state, right? When a hurricane is coming towards it so that state can then reap all the rewards and benefits that they may get from FEMA and other federal agencies. So there's what? What's the operative word? Declaration. President Trump has to declare Florida, for example, during Irma in a state of emergency. That way the aid can arrive, right? Why doesn't the federal government have to declare a war so that it can claim immunity when war injuries like this and war abuses occur? Why not? Why doesn't it? Shouldn't it? So the lower court threw the case out, but it was overturned on appeal in 2014. The latest congressional action came when U.S. Senators Amy Klobuchar, a demonically inspired abortionist par excellence, a useful idiot in Moloch's war against family and against the soon-to-be-born. And Tom Tillis, North Carolina, helped to press the language in the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, which was passed by the Senate last month. The Helping Veterans Exposed to Burn Pits Act would create a center of excellence within the Department of Veterans Affairs to better understand the health effects. So, now, I hate to say this, ladies and gentlemen, I really do, but look. So an illicit illegal war is waged with illicit, illegal, disgusting, despicable activities that expose soldiers who think that they're committing acts of patriotism on behalf of their countries. What they're really doing is just acting as pawns, as stooges. Mongo, great pawn. Mongo, nothing but pawn and great game of life, said Alex Karras in Blazing Saddles. Soldiers are nothing but pawn in great game of military-industrial complex. And then after the fact, how are we going to deal with it? Well, the government created the problem, so how are we going to deal with it? Well, it's a crisis now, isn't it? Remember the ratchet effect from Robert Higgs's book, Crisis in Leviathan? What's Klobuchar and Tillis's solution? Expand the government. Make the VA bigger. It's already ineffective. It doesn't work. What makes you think expanding it's going to be to the aid of these men? Again, for my two cents, I'll tell you what ought to happen. You sent these guys over there. Now they've come back wounded, many of them suicidal, many of them limbless, invalidated, meaning they've lost the ability to mobilize without assistance, etc., etc. Wherever they live and whatever care they need, start bringing the troops home and take all the revenue that's saved, start downsizing this monstrosity of this liberty-threatening standing army, and start putting it into caring for those veterans. Wherever they want to be cared for. Wherever they want to be cared for.